Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, reunion part one. And I want to make it clear, I watched the uncensored extended version on Peacock. I also watched it live, but I really could not, like, I wouldn't be able to make out, oh yeah, this was a deleted or an extended scene. So I might bring up things that some of you have only haven't listened to so or seen because you didn't see it on Peacock. So I recommend watching on Peacock if you know anyone with an account. It's worth it because it's so good.
But
what
yeah,
are your thoughts?
There weren't a ton of differences. I mean, obviously the F-bombs, that was uncensored, which I loved. But yeah, there wasn't a huge difference as of right now. That's not to say, you know, the next episodes that there's going to be a difference.
Yeah. I feel like I was worried about this reunion, actually. I was worried that it was going to be heavy on the Monica of it all. And not, like, everyone wasn't going to be able to address everything else that happened on this season. I was worried we weren't really going to get a showdown between Angie and not Monica, and Meredith and Whitney and Heather. But I gotta say, I feel like we got some of that. Now, not as much as I would like, because you could tell there is this weird camaraderie amongst the other housewives versus Monica, but there were some good fights, there were some good arguments, some good moments in this reunion that I was surprised to see.
Yeah, it was good to bring up some of the stuff that happened a little earlier in the season. But yeah, I also was worried it was going to be all reality Von T's, which I'm glad it wasn't, because there's stuff I wanted to see rehashed and talked about. So, you know, all around pretty good first, like, part one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not to say we want to know about, we want to talk about the reality Von T's.
1,000%.
But there was just, I mean, I'm struggling to remember what reunion it was. And I feel like we were podcasting it, and because something big happened, it just took over. It could have been Jin Shah. But no,
Scandal.
They weren't. Oh, that's what it was. Yes.
Which,
thank you.
There's so much shit I wish, because I'm watching season 10 now, just to kind of prep for.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Well, also, I love
that's
just rewatching shit all the time. But there was so much that they never, ever even brought up on the reunion, because so much was focused on that scandal.
Yeah.
So, because when we rehash it, we kind of were like, ugh, this reunion kind of sucks, because any other things that happened before Scandal never were touched. So I'm glad that I think the last part is going to focus more on the reality Von T's, which I'm fine with, but let's get other shit done these two episodes before it.
Yeah, and I don't want you all to not go hard here. Like, I don't want y'all to be already just made up because you all are uniting against Monica. I know Angie K and Meredith don't fuck with each other, so don't. I just want it to, I don't know. I that's what I was worried about, was that everyone was just going to kiss each other's asses, which there was a little bit of that, but
yes,
it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I mean, to start off, Andy kicks off the reunion asking about Jin Shah, and asking if the ladies were worried about how the season was going to be without Jin. And I felt like their answers were really interesting, that Heather was worried that the fans wouldn't want, like, would crave that level of drama and toxicity, and that they couldn't, maybe they wouldn't be able to give it to them. And I'm like, don't know. It's just it's interesting to me how Heather was like the only one to really say that she was kind of worried, and that that's what she was worried about. Given how this season kind of went, and you're saying how Monica was basically so like just basically like Jen too, you know, but, like this there was drama and toxicity in this season. So I think fans do want that actually, because let's look, I'm not saying yes, I need my housewives to go scam people, but like that's real shit that she was doing. Like that's the shit I want, and I want to be able to see it. But actually, I'm pissed that we didn't really get more of it. Like we didn't really get the true story because she was lying the whole time. So
And still is lying.
yeah, still
I
is all
mean,
the way up until she, I didn't realize she was doing it after she maintained her innocence. She was still saying that she's not guilty, or no, there's just more
I
to it.
have
I
to plead guilty, but I'm really innocent. Okay,
What is
but
that?
really? Okay.
I am with Whitney Wildrose on that she was one of the only ones. Like I would be like her too, like, hey, I no, I didn't ride for Jen through the whole time. Like you all,
Well,
like they're all just saying, like, oh yeah, we rode for her, like we were by her side, even though she was lying. It's like, but you didn't buy her shit. Why? Like you're just acting like, oh, we were so loyal. Like we don't care.
also, that's not a flex.
It's not. Like, we don't care that you were loyal to someone that was scamming old people.
Also, Jen was even nice to any of them either, really.
No.
And that's what made it even more kind of gross how loyal they stood by her. Like, one, she's shitty because the scamming, and two, she all treated you like garbage. So it's embarrassing.
It's so weird when they're like, oh, but the person, like Jen has a side of her that is just so sweet and blah, 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 blah. And then she just switches on you and cuts you. And it just like, oh, and then she makes you feel bad. I'm like,
Because she's manipulative.
and like, we've seen this on camera. And I just feel like she snows everyone. It's really odd. I don't know how, because like, I feel like I wouldn't fall for that shit. But maybe it's just because we can see it on the way that we're seeing it. But she seems like she's always been like that. We've seen her lash out on people. And then we hear all these other things that she does behind the scenes. Like they say, like, oh, you all don't see it all. Like she can be really mean. Clearly, she punched Heather in the fucking face.
Well,
Like, what?
and remember last season, she poured a drink on Angie's head because she always gets the good room when it was Angie's friend's vacation home. Like, if she's gonna do that on camera, we know what she does behind camera. It's, illegally recorded, whatever they want to, Jen likes to say, but. I mean, she just doesn't even put a front on for cameras. Like, she also
No.
was a shit person on camera as well.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck. Jen pops off. And she's still popping off from
Jail.
her cell. Yeah. But anyway, I like that he brought her up early, got it out of the way, besides, you know, asking Monica about her background and relationship with Jen and how that started.
Also, it was kind of sad though that Monica was doing this without pay, any of that shit.
Do you believe she was doing it without pay?
I mean, if she was, it also just shows how gross Jen is as well. You know,
Yeah.
I think probably taking Monica's mo I mean, whatever Monica's motives were, I really don't care. For granted. Also, where the fuck did Heather get that recording from? That's what I want to know.
Probably Tanisha, the other
True,
friend, one
true,
of
true.
the other reality Vontees, which is what pisses me off about this whole thing. I'm like, that's the same shit that you're accusing Monica of, but you're okay with that because it's going against Mon. Like, you're using. It's just, I can't take it as seriously as Heather takes it to the point where I'm like, oh, she's disgusting, like, and it's just too much. I do think what Monica is, I mean, Monica's lying out of her ass this whole reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Changed. Like, I really am. I know you hate Monica, but I
I do,
just,
but
she's good TV.
I think she should come back next season. I'm not
I do
anti,
too. Bringing her
I
back.
was on board with Jen even before her
Right.
going to jail. I was fine with her not coming back because I just,
Which, don't be giving her money to scam people.
yeah.
Like,
But Monica, this could be a great next season. How does she integrate herself
yeah.
back into the group? Yada, yada, yada. But I mean, it's also weird that Heather has this video of
Yeah,
Monica.
it's just a little
It
like you're putting in
makes
all
me,
this time to have someone dig like that. I don't know, or
not necessarily trust Heather. Like, how long was she knowing about this shit? It had, like, you know what I mean? How far back does this go, even prior to the Bermuda trip? Like, I know she said she was a little fishy of her before, but girl's a
yeah.
good actress then, because she had me fooled that she was Monica's number one ally on this show.
Yeah, she really, yeah. I thought about how long before the Bermuda trip did Heather get the timelines, receipts, whatever the fuck. But I have been seeing people question how long. Like, how did, or more so, how did Heather not know that Monica was a part of Reality Von Teese and production in a way because of the cease and desist letter that Jinshaw sent Monica saying that they know that she's Reality Von Teese. I don't know if you saw that, but
Yeah, I mean, I guess if Monica has all these different names, maybe that last names. I don't know if
well,
that's.
I could see how production isn't involved in that, but and I could also see, because I mean, why would, I don't know, I could see Jen just keeping that from Heather, and that's just what happened. I mean, and if you don't tell Heather, I mean, production, I can see it not getting to production. Production's not gonna dig deep into Monica in that way to get like a private investigator.
And if it had to do with Jen coming from Jen Shaw, I mean, at this point, Jen had, pulled the wool over everyone's eyes, even production, that she was involved in all this. If I was production, I don't know how much I would, investigate a claim
No.
coming from Jen Shaw. I mean, what could you
No.
believe about her? So I don't blame them for that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heather, how did that not get a little like triggered in her brain a little bit more to connect the dots or investigate a bit?
Yeah, you got me thinking about that Heather audio though again, because yeah, it is kind of. Well, and I also feel like all the other ladies already knew about it, because like it's like they all already knew what they were coming with, which I don't like that in a reunion. Like, you can kind of tell that Lisa already knew Heather was about to play this recording, and but the recording was her talking about Kim K being an assistant, Kim Kardashian, and how.
Look at her now.
Look at her now. Like I can fully admit that that's why I stuck around and dealt with Jinshaw's shit, okay.
I
Why
mean,
are
I
we
don't think
not
it's,
mad at Jen though? Like that's
yeah.
just what I keep, like, why are we never giving Jen this kind of energy? Like, I wish I would
I
have gotten just an ounce of this from you, Heather, about Jen.
don't think the recording, like the Kim K or Kim Kardashian comparison, is all that fun or cool, whatever, from Monica. But even Andy seemed underwhelmed by,
Yeah.
he was
Like,
like,
okay.
what is this proof? For me, it proved
Yeah.
nothing. We knew she was already, Monica was thirsty to be on the show. Like, that was kind of apparent from the beginning here,
So
which is
was
fine. I don't.
Angie Harrington. So was Angie K. So like you're all were thirsty. I mean,
Well,
I get it.
and the history of Bravo has all been mostly people trying to get on. That's why people have dated each other just to get on the show. You know, all these, I mean, Vanderpump Rules, that's literally everyone who's dated someone on that show. Person dating him just wanted to get on the show. It's that's reality TV. I don't know why that's a big shock.
Yeah, I liked how Monica did say, like, yeah, I wanted to be on the show. Like,
Who
but
wouldn't? It's a
yeah.
it's one of Bravo's best shows. Why wouldn't you want to if you have even the slightest bit of connections to get on there? Yeah, of course you're gonna do it.
Especially in her situation, having four kids, single, even though, okay, this is where Monica like was being annoying, like a little brat when Andy was talking about her spousal support and how she's getting like $6,600 a month, which damn. And she's just acting like, yeah, it's fine. And he's like, what are your like, I mean, that's good. Everyone's like, yeah, that's really good. And she's like, yeah, I guess that's fine. Okay. And they were also talking about Monica's business that I don't know what her business is. I guess she has a business. And it shows like $0, or she said that it went out of business during COVID. And Heather said that, well, you can still buy stuff on the site. So,
She was still waiting for her stuff that she bought, her blankets or
yeah,
whatever
her
she said.
blankets. Yeah. Which is like, ooh, not good, Monica. Not
No,
good stuff.
that sketch. That shit's sketchy. So I mean, I do
Sketchy,
think
but
Mama can be sketchy, sneaky, all
we
of
need
that
those.
shit. Yeah. But I also rolled my eyes when she's like, you know, COVID was really hard on my business. A lot of businesses, and goddamn fucking
Okay.
Whitney goes, that's actually when my business boomed. Like, oh my God, shut up. It boomed also because you're on a fucking reality TV show. I think that was a big
Whitney,
help.
Whitney, Whitney.
She
Oof. She has not been
actually
one of
irked
my
me
faves.
all season.
Yeah, this was my least favorite season
Let's
of Whitney Wildrose, and I usually am.
and I'll get into let's get into Whitney.
Get
The
into Whitney.
we're bringing up the Whitney is still after Lisa about this book signing party where she claims Lisa gave her the cold shoulder, didn't ask how she was doing, but then it flipped to she asked me too many times how I was doing. So I don't think Lisa could have won here. Do I think maybe Lisa, we've even said it, she just might not be good at comforting people when it comes to grief. Not everyone is good at that. Doesn't mean that it sucks as a person who's grieving and not having your friend there to support you, but Whitney was picking at Lisa. There was no way Lisa could have done anything right in that situation.
I completely agree. I don't remember seeing, I don't know if it was like extended from the initial episode, but I don't even remember seeing Lisa checking in as much as she did when they until they showed
Same.
it in that. And I was like, even though I was already still on Lisa's side from the beginning, when I watched it, I was even more like, wait, why is she even at all saying that Lisa didn't check in on her? Like, then it really does look like it was a jealousy thing because she went to Heather first and not Whitney first. But then Whitney saying it was just too much. Like, it just stressed her out that she was just caught, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? It's like, okay, so what is it?
But that wasn't in her confessionals. She didn't say that. She's like, she totally gave me the cold shoulder. I think she wanted Lisa to throw down whatever she was holding on to, rush to Whitney, give her a hug. That's not gonna fucking happen. No one's gonna do that. I mean, I don't know what's up with Whitney this season, but like, I was not a fan.
I love Lisa Barlow. I get it, Whitney Wild Rose, but her head is real far up her ass. And I think that it was more so, I don't even think it was that she really wanted her to do all that. I don't think that she really wanted Lisa to run up and kiss her at, like, put it on the display that, oh, I'm so sorry about your loss. I think it was just like a jealousy of her going to Heather first and her and Heather getting closer. And she had all these things for Heather and like a buildup with the other stuff with Angie. But I think that Whitney is like weirdly, that's the one thing I really do agree with Heather is that Whitney really, and from that argument at the dinner with Whitney and Heather and Lisa and a little bit, it is obvious to me that Whitney is really protective over her friendship with Lisa, and she is seems like concerned about Heather and Lisa getting closer and Heather really ruining their relationship. I don't
I
know.
think Whitney and Heather have this jealousy towards each other. I'm sure if Whitney was close with Meredith and then Meredith and Heather were hanging all the time, it'd be very similar vibes. And I
That's
think
so true.
Heather used to maybe like not bow down, but always kind of conform to what Whitney wanted, and now Heather's like literally will just like turn her back on her, and I think that also irks Whitney a lot. Yeah, I do agree. I think there is a lot of jealousy.
Yeah, and I mean, I like that Lisa's somehow able to still be friends with both of them, and but still, Whitney and Heather are not fully back to normal. Like it's still like they're
It's
still
clear.
not like even though they are actually friends, Lisa and Heather are actually friends for once. That's interesting. But yeah, that whole beef with Whitney and Lisa, I was not happy with how Lisa had to defend herself here. Like, I was like, Whitney, why can't you see at all? Like, I felt like there was no way it's like she realized after seeing the clip, like, oh shit. And then couldn't just own that. Okay, maybe whatever, own anything in that. Instead, she had to try to say something to make it make sense. And so
Which
she said it was too much because she did it. I don't know.
brings me to the next person who we can talk about is Meredith, which that's exactly what Whitney was trying to say to Meredith was, after seeing this, don't you see where we're coming from? Like how things could be, misinterpreted. And Meredith, this is the Meredith she's always been, goes, no. No, actually, I don't know.
She said, I actually thought the opposite. Said I, which I'm like, oh, shocker, shocker.
She is the queen of not owning up to anything. Even when they're, rehashing the beef between her and Angie. And it's like the semantics that Lisa said, where she's like, well, I didn't talk about your marriage. I talked about your husband. That's different. It's like, no, it's not, Meredith. You just didn't say. She always twists it, feel like, well, I didn't say that exactly. But we know her intent and the meaning behind what she was saying, Which is so, like, she's so baffling. She's so frustrating to watch sometimes.
I could not believe she listed off a bunch of things that were written down, typed out, whatever. They were not off the top of her head.
No.
Okay, let me be clear. They were not off the top of her head. And she's reading them off. And at the end of her reading them off of all the things that Angie's like said about her, she said, well, that's just a few that come to mind. It's
A
like, bitch,
trampling
that are
with
not
eyes.
under my.
Dude, I died when she's like a trampoline with eyes. Like was such a fucking weird insult, but the fact that, yeah, she had to list them off, like,
She's just a few.
but then someone could do the same thing to her, and she'd be like, well, she'd make up some sort of excuse or whatever.
I loved how Angie said, I do think I activated you. You're welcome for that. I loved that. I really like the Angie Meredith beef. I do like that. Like, and because I think Angie can hold her own. I think there really was something there because Meredith really did start something. You know, it wasn't really some made up shit. It was, I mean, the rumor probably is made up, but I'm saying that it really shit was said. Meredith is playing dumb, like she didn't do anything. She totally did something. She's not owning it. She's not apologizing. I was worried that they were going to go and just single out Monica in this, but they didn't. They did still bring it up with Meredith. But I was happy that they did bring up the piece of Monica that I said during the season. Like, why actually Monica didn't like Monica's supposed to be Angie's friend, but she's the one who said that Sean fucks men. Like, what?
Well,
Like,
yeah, and we talked about that where, you know, when it came from, you know, Whitney, she was like, oh my God, there's this rumor going around about you, where Monica said it matter-of-factly. That was it. Like, I would have been more hurt by that than the fact that other people were talking about the rumor. But I did love that they brought everyone who was kind of somewhat involved with the rumor in. I do love that Angie was like, yeah, I said some shitty things about Meredith, and that was just because in response to how I felt attacked by her, which I love when someone or a housewife can say, yeah, I said it because I was mad, which is great.
fair.
Don't defend yourself and say, well,
How's being
like
petty, you know?
I wish Meredith would just say that. I'd have so much more respect for her if she was like,
Yeah.
I was pissed off, so that's why I said it.
Yeah.
Everyone says stuff that they don't mean when they're mad, you know?
And would probably say that about Lisa. And yes, there are times probably that Lisa does do that. But I feel like a lot of times when Lisa's defending herself, a lot of people, a lot of housewives, whoever she's going against, or even fans, I feel like, of the show would say, Lisa, just own it, own your part. I'm like, no, she's actually explaining herself. Like, this, like, listen to her. But with Meredith, most of the time, it's like, own your shit. But that's all of them. I'm just a Lisa lover. So, but also, let's talk about Lisa, because let's talk about how the ring is sentimental. It's sentimental. So I do not like this rumor nastiness that's going around that Monica stole the ring. Also did not like how when Monica said that it's also stereotypical that you all would think that I stole the ring, and the reactions to that were not great, like, oh, what are you trying to say there? And whatever. And she says, well, that I have less money and whatever. She can say that she has less money, but also I'm going to say it. Monica's a brown girl. And of course, that is a stereotype that she would be the one of the women to
I
steal
mean,
the ring. It's bullshit.
she's the only non-white.
Cast member. Yeah.
So yes, it's not a good look. I do agree with her that she wishes someone on the cast would have shut down that rumor. I totally understand that. I don't think that Lisa also needed to explain the reasoning behind the ring for Mon in order for Monica to be empathetic towards her. I think that's there shouldn't be this sob story for why Monica needs to back Lisa up on this ring. I also just don't think Monica really cares for Lisa, so I think anything Lisa could have said would have not been I don't think she would have agreed with it. I gotta love Lisa when she's like, I only said the price 3 times, which I don't
Angie's
think is
case.
true.
It's not true. No, there's no. I thought she said it more than three times in an episode.
I
Like,
thought
there's
that they
no
like did
way.
a count of it,
Account of how many
but
times she mentioned it. Like, I.
I do think it was shitty that Lisa was like, I didn't think I had to say anything to shut it down. Yes, you did. If unless you believed that rumor, then you should have said, I don't believe she took the ring. So
Yeah, I
I'll
just
back
I
up
didn't like
Monica on
that.
that.
Yeah, I did not like that. And yeah, I completely agree too of Monica. It was like she's like, oh, well, why didn't you tell me that? That's like, you know, like that's sweet to know that it was she almost lost Henry after giving birth, and that's why John gave her her. She
Yeah.
lost her ring. Doesn't matter how much it cost, it was her ring. She lost it. She loved it. She was upset about it. Be empathetic to it. But yes,
Exactly.
you don't give a shit. What did you think about the bad leather, the name bad leather that Andy gives Heather and Lisa?
I thought it was funny just because I know Andy was doing it because he knew it was gonna rile up Whitney.
And it did. She said that's the shadiest thing. I also wanted to talk about the bench warming bitch. I Monica popped off, and she had like she's so good at the quickness, you know, and at being like really mean. I'm really going for the jugular. And
Well,
I really enjoy
I
it.
do love though in the preview for next week, she's telling Mary, Lisa and Angie are coming really hard at me when Monica's been coming hard at both of them. And she said some worse shit.
Heather.
I thought it was funny, that she's like, you've been irrelevant all season. I thought that shit was hilarious because she gagged everyone when
It
she
was
said that.
so funny. It was so funny. And I
And
love Angie, but like that was so funny.
I did laugh when Angie said she was a pillar of the Salt
Oh,
Lake City
I laughed
community.
at the same time as
And
Monica.
Monica laughed. Oh, so funny.
I'm a pillar in the community. Oh my goodness. I mean, the Angie. It's the one who's popping off ending the episode. You know, she's
Oh,
going off on
that
Monica.
was so much better uncensored than it was.
Yes. Going
Oh.
off saying how she spent money on a purse instead of her children. And I was like, whoo, don't
Which,
talk about the children.
yep,
Ooh.
can't ever talk about them.
Dangerous. Y'all should know better. So I'm excited to see how that carries on. Also, the next time we have Lisa talking about how Monica was doing drive-bys of Jen's house when you have four kids at home, it's like, oh, y'all gotta stop talking about the kids. Stop talking about her kids.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna make any comments on Monica or any of these women being
Never.
a bad mom. I
No.
honestly am not gonna do that about anyone
Except
except for
for Janelle,
Janelle
yeah, which they just got a
He's a piece of
felony
shit
charge, so
though,
that's
so
yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Except for Janelle Evans from 16 and Pregnant, Teen Mom 2. That's hilarious. Okay, anyways, yes, same. Yeah, we don't do that. But I also am like, I'm just shocked that they're all doing that to Monica when they're also like they were mad at Meredith for suggest for you know alluding to a rumor about their family. So I don't know. Not a good look. Don't like that.
Well, and it's funny when seasons ago we had the big thing with Jen flashing Brooks, and that was a whole like, don't involve my children type of shit. So I'm surprised
That
that
shit
no
was so
one
annoying.
Someone else, I mean, I understand Angie was upset, shouldn't have said it, but someone should have chimed in and been like, no, don't cross the line. We're not bringing up any kids here. I know that they don't care for Monica, but the kids are off limits. That's kind of the unwritten rule of reality TV.
Yeah. And I think I have said it before. I think I said it last time we podcast for the finale, but if I didn't, I did see that Meredith and Whitney did follow Monica, so after the reunion. So I see a lot of people saying that Monica's not coming back next season, but I could really see her coming back. But
Why, I mean, why wouldn't she come
why
back?
wouldn't you
Yeah.
have her back? Yeah, I know she wants to come back. I guess there's been more that's come out, you know, like the timing, how
If
she was driving around Jinshaw's house. Like there's videos of her driving and saying, like, should I go into her house? Should I go? Like it's like there's moving trucks, like blah blah blah. So it seems like she did know her before she started working for her. But honestly, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, cool. I want to know more about what the fuck she did, because it's like juicy and it's like, oh, she really did. Like, she really was a fan who
I think,
got in with Jen and actually did get like taken advantage of by Jen, not with the intentions of getting taken advantage of by Jen, but did and got on the show. I mean, like, what a story.
Yeah. Do I think she, yeah, is a crazed fan to, in a sense? Yes, of course. Do I think
Like
she's
in
perfect? No, I've said I don't care for her. I
Yeah.
also, there's lots of people on the shows that we all rehash that I don't like at all, but I still want them on the show. So I would love to have her back. Curious to see, yeah, how the rest of the episodes play out. How deep into this reality Von Teese are we going to be getting into?
Burn book.
Yeah, the Bernberg, which a little too extra for me. But
We'll see what's it, what it's filled with.
how did she know though that by the time the reunion was gonna air that a new Mean Girls was gonna be out? It's kind of crazy, right?
Kind of crazy. She
Yeah,
went the extra inch with that one, getting totally creating, like
Bernberg.
we've seen that before. And Housewives, like people bringing props and all that and documentation and shit. But that was, yeah, so we'll
Hey,
see. But yeah.
I do want to say I love production on here because when she was, talking about how she got cast on the show, she was talking herself up. She was being so like hard. She's like, I said, your ratings suck. You need this, blah, blah, blah. And then production pulls up the actual email and she says like the most, it was so like nicely written and polite. So I love when production does
Yeah.
anyone dirty. Like, same with Lisa Barlow. I wish they would have done a replay of all the times she fucking talked about the
The
60K
ring.
ring. I
Yeah,
love
I'm
when
sorry,
they do that stuff.
59 is 59 or
59, yeah.
58. Yeah, no, Monica, it's funny, like I think that was the perfect example of how what kind of liar she is, you know? It's
Yeah.
like it's she's an embellisher. Like she's not, it's not like it's ever coming from nothing necessarily, but she's embellishing to the fullest. Like she didn't lie. She did send an email to production. That was true. I wasn't even believing that at first. I was like, I doubt she even fucking emailed production, but
She
she did. But did she say
exaggerates, though.
that? Absolutely not. Like
Yeah.
you were like, oh, you need a fiery Latina like me or whatever. Like, which kind of told me, which is kind of like you need someone, like you're missing something, you know? But
But
in nowhere are
she,
you ever saying that, because you know you would, they would be like, get the fuck out of here. Like Angie's
right?
face when she said, I said your ratings suck and that you
Like their ratings don't suck on
he's like,
not on
nope.
this show. But yeah, I mean, I do think she should come back if the ladies can forgive Jen Shaw after Homeland fucking security comes knocking on their Sprinter van, which at that point they can all pretend that they thought she was innocent and tried to tell us that they were just being loyal to her. The second they knocked, and I think for Whitney, she was like, no, this is, they don't falsely do this to anyone. You know what I mean? If they can forgive and film with Jen after that happens, they should be able to forgive Monica for being part of a tea page. I mean, my God. It's, I don't know.
And again, for the millionth time, Reality Von Teese was really a takedown Jen page. It was not a anti, it was a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City tea page, but not like about all of them. Like there were people probably catching strays every now and then, but I don't remember ever seeing anything bad about Whitney, Jared,
I'm
and
curious to see on the part three, more of the origins, how all this shit kind of went down, all of that. So,
yeah, and Heather's black eye. Can't wait. So yeah, so that was part one. Part two will be on Tuesday. Can't wait. We are also going to be rehashing Southern Charm and Southern Hospitality. Southern Charm just had their reunion part one, and that was uncensored and it, on Peacock the next day
Oh,
too.
I did not
And it
watch the
was
uncensored yet.
oh, and it
Okay.
is also extended, and it is super good. It's way better
Okay.
uncensored.
'Cause I've got some thoughts on that. Oof.
Because the thing like that I love most about how moving forward they're doing all reunions uncensored on Peacock is on the reunion you get to see clips from the season, so you get to see them uncensored too. So on the Southern Charm one, there it shows back, you know, when Craig and Taylor are arguing like episode one, and she accuses Paige of cheating on him, and he says like he like says like oh I that's why I, he should have fucking broken up with your ass, or should have broke up with your ass then, or something. I don't know, but he like drops like the F bomb there. I'm like, I said that then. I didn't know what he was like. But there were so many parts that I was so much better, so much better. But I wish that everything on Peacock was uncensored. I would love that because sometimes you don't understand what they're even saying at all.
No.
Like I didn't realize that Olivia called Taylor the C word.
Oh, I caught that when the
I
first time I
missed
watched
that.
it.
What's that? Oh. Anyway, but I also watched the first three episodes of The Traitors, which I know you watched
Which
too.
before though, we are rehashing Southern Hospitality
Yes.
as well, which there's lots of crossovers. It's like
Yeah, I learned who JT's roommate is. It's funny, like I was introduced to one of the names and like the name his name in one of the episodes, and then
then
the
all of
other
a
episode I was
sudden,
like, oh, that's him again. Oh, I know who this is.
there even was a in a couple episodes ago, there was a Landon jump scare. Oof.
Yep.
Oh,
I
I
know
got
that was
scared.
weird. That was weird. I was like, whoa, why? Why are we doing this?
say, I was like,
What is
ew. We also have a Vanderpump Rules thrown in there as
oh,
well.
goodness.
But yeah,
Yes,
so I'm
and
excited
James
to talk about
Kennedy.
all of that. But anyways, Traitors, I stayed up late watching the first three episodes. I do, it is fun that they're doing it every week, but now I have to wait a whole week, which I wish we
Yeah.
got like a couple more episodes, more than
I
three.
know. I binged it all in one day the last time, so I'm like pissed, but
Same.
I am super happy about the cast. I was texting Leah. I cannot believe I know every single person on this cast besides like three people. Like it was like two or three people. Like I was like, wow, I know. No, yeah, it was three people. All the housewives, I know them all. I've watched because I've watched every single one. All like I was so happy that Phaedra and especially Phaedra and Dan, I'm a huge Dan Gieslein fan. I'm very happy about who the traitors are. I'm just really happy with the cast. I'm excited to see what happens. I was happy about the first boot. I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but I was very pleased about the first boot.
Well, same. I love also for some of these people I've been watching on TV since I was like since we were young. So it's fun seeing Parvati still be Parvati. Janelle doing the same shit Janelle did on Big
Snatching
Brother.
shit.
It's funny, we're watching it. Sam's like, oh, she's intense. I'm like, she literally has done this exact thing before, though. And then a little while on Twitter, someone was quick with the fucking edit. They did
I saw that.
first the Big Brother and then that.
I love that. Give me
I
the key,
love,
bitch.
yeah. I love it. It's just, I also love that there's no non-like
Reality,
celebrity
yeah,
reality
or
people. I think it makes it more fun. I know the politician, but he's used to probably doing cutthroat shit. So, and what I love about this show is one conversation could lead to mass paranoia. Just a simple conversation where I don't really know her, but Trishelle from The
yeah, the
Challenge
challenge. Yeah.
making kind of up
Never lied
what happened.
Trisha. I know, it was wild. I also like that this season they changed up the challenges, because at first I felt like the challenges were not even worth watching. Like, I would skip
That
through.
first one, insane.
Yeah, I was really I liked the grave one. I like that one was fun to watch. But I mean, I like that there's now an incentive for me as a viewer to watch, because before it was just like, oh, who cares about if they win the challenge or not? But now there's like shields in the challenges. It's good. I like watching the challenges now. So, and challenges have been different this season too, and I like that. But highly recommend The Traitors on
Yeah,
Peacock.
it's fun. You can't just watch one episode. It leaves you on a cliffhanger. And it's fun seeing all these people who some of these Big Brother Survivor people have known each other forever because it's the same network. They know each other, they know how they work. And some of these sleeper housewives that are catching on to shit pretty quickly. So
Yeah, Larsa from Real Housewives of Miami, and who else? Oh, and MJ from Shaw's of Sunset. Wow, yeah. I was shocked to see MJ on the cast. I love MJ. Mercida is what her mom calls her. But she's Shaw's of Sunset. I told you, Leah, I watched
I
that during
know.
COVID, and that was like I said, that was probably like my favorite binge of the year. It was like crazy shit. Each season was like nuts. Like, it was one of those like weird, like, oh my goodness, how does like they
Okay.
really are trying to give us a show. Like wild shit. But highly recommend Shaws of Sunset. That's a Bravo show that's no longer going on. But I'm happy to see that MJ is doing well on the show, and some housewives too. Tamra's on there from Real Housewives of Orange County, and some Real Housewives of Atlanta, like Cherie and Phaedra, lots of good people. So, highly recommend. Are you watching anything else right now?
No. I'm kind of just rewatching like Vanderpump and just we've been watching King of Queens, which is just like
Oh, yeah.
type of shit.
I haven't watched that in a
So
long time.
yeah, I forget how much like I do enjoy that show.
It's a fun show.
But also what we have coming up at the end of January is Vanderpump. I just don't know where this show is going to go. I mean that like in a good way. I just don't know what it's going to look like post Scandoval. And then come February, I'm not even ready for it. I don't want it to happen, but Summer House comes back in February.
Goodness.
I can't. I don't know if I can watch it. I mean,
I'm
I
having
will,
a
but
hard time, and it shouldn't matter. And everyone's fine. Like, Lindsay's fine.
No one
Binging
died.
is fine. I'm just like, I feel bad because like I was really rooting for them. And I also don't, I just feel like there were outside causes potentially that could, I don't know, we'll see.
In Summerhouse, it is. I mean, I'm on Reddit a lot.
Yeah.
Vanderpump, it was almost everyone was strictly anti-Sandoval, pro everyone else. Summerhouse, it is very divided.
I know.
You
I
either
know.
think Lindsay's the most horrible person or you're a Lindsay fan.
Yep. Especially after that reunion trailer, when you see that he, I mean, just how he says that he thinks, or she potentially accuses him of using. So,
She's
I
gonna
mean, but
spin this that she's blindsided.
I'm
I mean,
blindsided. I was blindsided.
and I think people forget that Carl has a history of breaking up with women in pretty shitty ways. So,
Yes,
yeah.
thank you. Like, let's not forget, go back and do a rewatch. I know Leah has, I have. Go do a rewatch. This the best Carl I've ever seen was actually when he was with Lindsay. So, and wasn't working at Loverboy. But now he's back at Loverboy. Whatever. I don't care. I will be watching it. Vanderpump Rules. I'm excited about that. I have been seeing stuff with Ariana. People are still kind of like trying not to like, I don't know. They're not as big of fans of her anymore. They think she's just trying to profit off of Sandoval. Sandoval is getting a pass on things, even though he was just shamed for posing with a in captive tiger. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah. And Lala and all them were like speaking out against it. I'm like, it's interesting. Like, look, don't get me wrong. I am totally with it on like, that's not okay. Like, I wouldn't be doing shit like that. Like, won't catch me like that. But I'm like, it's interesting the things that y'all choose to speak out on. Like, just saying, like, you know, personal lives. Don't ever see y'all speaking
But
out about any human lives.
remember the Pride episode after the Pulse shooting, they all stayed home for that,
Yeah.
which I'm still
Interesting.
years later still disappointed because they
Yep.
really could have made a stand and
Yep.
been a good ally. But
Yep. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just interesting how they like to do that. Like pick and choose, like really climb on to that shit. Like James Kennedy was doing that, Lala, all of them, of
and
course.
then
Because PETA got involved.
Raquel puts out a podcast and everyone calls her a horrible human for making a podcast.
Can we spend just a couple? Can we talk about the podcast? Because I
Yeah.
actually really enjoyed listening to it. I feel like she did a really good job. I feel like she was honest and also took a lot of ownership. And I mean, like, I don't think at all is she trying to feel like get us to feel bad for her either. Like, I
No.
don't get, like, 'cause I, even though I already did. In like different ways, but also felt most bad for Ariana. Like I could still feel bad for her and what she's also a victim of Tom Sandoval, but
Yeah,
she
and
is very she takes a lot of ownership of
I mean,
her
she said
faults.
I should have just cut it off right then and there, but she didn't.
That her friend told her. She told her friend first and he was like, this is bad. You should not do this. You should stop. Like, and she said, and I should have listened, but I didn't. So, and she's out, you know, we'll talk about this when we podcast because I think it'll be good because I'll be listening to her podcast because it will be going on throughout the season and they'll be talking about more and more. But I'm prepared for them to talk their shit about Raquel in this season in a weird way of and not hold that same. Actually, it shouldn't be even be the same energy with Sandoval. It should be
I
elevated
mean,
right now.
yeah, look, I think what she did was gross. 100%. She at least took herself out of the limelight. Tom relished in all this shit. And you know what? She can say her side of the story. Clearly, there's his side, her side, and there's something in the mix of the middle of what's true. I'm leaning more towards most of what Raquel's saying is true, but I mean, for the people, like the cast members to like get pissed. Sheena, you literally for 2.5 months, your fucking podcast was all about Scandal and how hurt you were when you were irrelevant in all of this. It's a Ariana, Tom, and Rachel thing, not you.
I'm so over Sheena Shea.
She's
So over.
gross. I'm sorry, but
Yeah.
she's ugh.
Ah, can't wait to talk shit about them. Just you wait. All right. Well, I know this is about Real House of Salt Lake City. Went on a tangent because that sneak peek of what
It's
we'll be
Bravo.
talking about.
It's Bravo. So
It's
it's all
Bravo.
relative.
It's Bravo. Anyway, anything else?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.